A troupe of French Canadians has brought the Beatles to Las Vegas. The show by Cirque du Soleil is called Love. It celebrates the music of the Fab Four. The soundtrack of that live circus performance has been released as a new Beatles album with all the music reworked, the elements of one song becoming part of another. NPR's Bob Boylan has been a fan of the band from their first days in America. When he picked up the new album, he was hesitant, but gave it a listen anyway.
I knew I was going to hate it. Why would anyone do this? Take the guitar solo from While My Guitar Gently Weeps and tack it onto Lady Madonna. Or move the strings from the song Goodnight to create the backdrop to Octopus's Garden. Forget how much the Vegas thing makes me cringe. The whole idea seems stupid. I knew George Martin was going to work on Love, so the project had credibility. But on the other hand, the famed and deeply respected Beatle producer is 81, and he's going deaf. It turns out that his son Giles did the bulk of the work. Sounds like nepotism to me. How could this happen? A few weeks ago, the CD arrived. I didn't like the orangey cartoon artwork, but I could get over that. There's an audio-only surround sound DVD you can get for a few dollars more, and that's what I put in my player. I figured at least hearing the Beatles in surround would be nice. And what I heard was astonishing. At first, I was overcome by the quality of the sound. I'd never heard all the instruments with such fidelity. And it wasn't just the surround experience. The CD sounds amazing, too. And there was real magic in some of those musical reworkings. I had to find out how it was all done. So I called up Giles Martin, son of George Martin, and found him at Abbey Road Studios in London. Giles Martin said that for him it started with a demo tape, a tape he put together with added percussion to Here Comes the Sun and playing around with the song I Am the Walrus. And he played that demo tape for Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney.
You know, they loved it. In fact, Paul and Ringo came in and they said, you know, maybe you should go a bit further. So I played them. I'd mixed Tomorrow Never Knows with Within You Without You. And I thought that's something that was going to get me fired, actually. I thought this is going to be something that's going to really kick me out of the corporation. And they loved that. They thought this is the way to go. And it kind of opened the door. They just said, right, you can do whatever you like.
And so Giles Martin began playing with the Beatles' music. Giles knew only too well that being the son of George Martin was probably the reason he had the job. And he lacked confidence. But with the help of his dad, he plowed ahead.
To be honest with you, I really approached the project thinking they were going to fire me at any stage because I didn't think it was going to go ahead. I thought, you know, it's very nice to let me have a go, but really, surely there might be someone better you want. And so I realized, actually, that the Beatles catalogue hasn't been backed up properly. And so I decided to back it up. And so I took all the songs and I made notes on each one, which is great because I sat down with my dad. The two of us sat down and I went through stuff with him. And I played him stuff that he couldn't remember. And I certainly wasn't aware of most of it, you know, so... And I wrote down keys and tempos and interesting parts.
So did you then put it all in a spreadsheet of some sort in order to, you know?
I did, because that's how interesting I am. I did. I'm fun at parties. It became essential to me to work, because otherwise you couldn't really do this.
And so with direction from Cirque du Soleil, Giles Martin and his father created the soundtrack to Love, 26 tunes seamlessly woven together.
We didn't want to fade anything. As this album is meant to flow from one to the other, you can't do fades, really. And Come Together is one of the most famous fades. I had the same problem with All You Need Is Love. And my dad goes, you can't change Come Together, you can't do anything. And I said, listen, I've got an idea, I want to get out of it, because I've got to get into Revolution, which is, this is the the requirement of doing a show. The director said, I want to go from Come Together to Revolution, but I want something a bit creepy going between the two. And they had this idea of Helter Skelter or loud music. And I thought, I looked for ages. I was trying to work out what to do. And so I tried Dear Prudence, and I love Dear Prudence. I think it's such a great track. Not that you really recognize Dear Prudence
key.
As far as this goes. And that's the thing that bothered my dad. Right now you're hearing the guitars coming underneath.
Yeah.
And this is a major chord here. My dad goes, you can't have a major and a minor. I was like, yes, you can. Go for it. It just opens it out. And so, and Paul and Ringo liked it, so I won that battle.
Does your dad wince when he hears this?
He does. He still goes, it's too, it should go for another round. And I said, well, Dear Prudence doesn't. I'm not looping it. And this bit here, this is the end of Cry Baby Cry. It's actually a song called Can You Take Me Back? Underneath it, you have the strings from Alan the Rigby. And you've now got the climax from Dan Life with the strings from Alan the Rigby with Can You Take Me Back? Is the orchestral build up of Dan Life without the orchestra on. And it was really to try and create something dramatic for a show, and it's funny, it kind of works on a record, because when Revolution comes in, you know, it really, really kicks in. And there we are. You say you want a revolution.
So now, Revolution is playing Vegas, and in my living room, and in my car, and my iPod, and so is Hey Jude, I Am the Walrus, Blue Jay Way, and so many more, all gloriously remixed from the original four-track tapes. There are moments when I'm listening to Love that I want all the collage-sounding stuff to just go away, so I can hear the Beatles the way George Martin originally heard them. But there's fun and magic in Love, moments of honest surprise. It was George Harrison that wanted the music of the Beatles to somehow become part of a Cirque du Soleil show. He'd met Cirque's founder because they both had a passion for Formula One race cars. George Harrison, race cars, the Beatles, Las Vegas. Magic is best when you expect one thing and get something better. Some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is coming to bed.
The new Beatles CD is called Love. Bob Boylan is host of NPR's online music show, All Songs Considered. You can hear an extended interview with producer Giles Martin at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.